This is the Frugal Life Podcast, the podcast about business, investing, and frugal living. And here's the host, Almost CPA, finance guru, who takes his investment advice from Wall Street Bets, Ricky Hershey. Welcome to the show. Today we're talking about birthdays, San Francisco, and more. But let's start with a few topics related to the podcast itself. This podcast will be weekly, every Monday evening. So, hey, something to liven up the week, huh? Also, the survey is still up. I'm looking for feedback on the podcast. Links in the show notes. Not so many people have put their email address in the survey, so there's still a very good chance to win that Amazon gift card. But we have got some responses, so let's look at some of the feedback I've gotten so far about the podcast. You sound really scripted. Get more personal. Your main priority was to be different, so let the you who knows all this cool info on how to be more frugal show through. I think I might need to consider the liveliness of the show. That's a good point. Part of the issue might be my editing style, which could use some work. I cut out a lot of ums and blank space in the podcast, and maybe that doesn't help it flow naturally. But to point out, the goal was to be different from the typical unscripted interview show. So the fact that it's scripted, I don't think is too much of an issue, because the goal is to not be an unscripted show. But thanks for the thoughts. We also got this comment about sound quality. Sound-wise, it sort of sounds like you are talking in a bathroom and there is a low humming static noise in the background. Looking forward to more of your posts. So that's a good point. I've spoken to some audio editors. I've come to a solution that hopefully has reduced the noise level, and I've implemented that on episode 3. So let's see how that works. Also, just seconds ago, I have draped some blankets around the room to hopefully break the room up a little bit and reduce some of the echo. So let's see how that works. And the last comment is professional but fun. Thanks, listener. So let's talk about birthdays now. So twice a year, at my birthday and my wife's birthday, we have a small free stuff routine. So one thing we do is we go to Habit Grill and we get a free burger. So you sign up online, they will email you a code, you bring it in, you get a free burger, no strings attached. They're pretty good burgers. I would try it out. We also do the same thing with a place called Firehouse Sub, and we get a free sandwich. I really like the cheddar barbecue brisket, I think, sandwich. It's pretty good. You also sign up online, they email you a code, you bring your coupon into the restaurant, you get a free sub. It's pretty great. And then Denny's is also a go-to. So every year I'll go to Denny's twice a year. So my wife will actually eat the breakfast food. You get a free breakfast slam. I'm not super fond of breakfast food, so I will just order something else on the menu. So we get a meal half free. And there's lots of other places with free stuff too. I'm going to give you a link in the show notes with a huge list of 100 places. So hopefully there'll be some places near you. I've stuck to some fairly big change though, so hopefully one of these is close to you. So now we're going to take a quick break. Okay, and welcome back. So kind of related to the idea of birthday celebrations is the idea of a staycation. So I have some tips that maybe will be helpful if you come visit San Francisco, or maybe we'll just give you ideas that you can apply locally. My wife and I recently went to San Francisco, and here's a few tips for getting more enjoyment for less money. First one, try to go at a less busy time of year. In the summer, there are tourists, In addition to having a less enjoyable experience, more tourists means less parking. The last trip, we arrived in the mid to late afternoon and found free parking at the Presidio. Use bathrooms whenever you see them. I always have trouble finding restrooms in the city. Some even want you to pay, so be on the lookout. So when my wife and I left the Presidio, we went to the more downtown area. But we went after 6 p.m., so we were able to find street parking for free, which was nice. We also packed water and a few snacks with us, so we didn't have to buy anything. When we visited the Golden Gate Bridge, we walked across the bridge, so we didn't have to pay to cross the bridge in a car. And then we went to a nice restaurant in the town, which was probably the least frugal part of the trip. But we got to use a gift card we got from Delta because we took a later flight and they gave us a gift card. So to summarize, try to visit places in less peak season as there'll be more opportunity and probably a more enjoyable experience. Number two, look for free parking where possible. Maybe time your trip so that you arrive at places after the meters no longer require you to pay. Tip three, look for bathrooms. And tip four, just enjoy the trip. The frug life isn't all about saving every penny. Enjoy life. Go to that expensive restaurant every once in a while. Live life. All right, well, thanks for listening, and thanks for BTC Plus for sponsoring the show. Read more at btcplus.blogspot.com.